Welcome to another EdUing podcast. Today, I have some very important guests in the studio with me. I have Mrs. Ostrowick.
Hi.
I have my grade 5 students,
Hello.
Sinjin, Christian, and Oliver.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome, guys. Is this quite an exciting event for you?
Yes.
And I'm also nervous.
You're nervous? Yes, same. Yeah. So, Mrs. Ostrowick, what brings you guys into the podcast studio today?
Well, Education Incorporated is actually doing a drive where we want to go more green. And part of that means installing solar panels at our school so that we can ensure that we have infinite power, particularly during these difficult times with load shedding. And we're basically here to encourage the community along this drive and go from there.
That's fantastic. So, gentlemen, can you just share a little bit with me why you think going green and the solar panels is a good idea at EdUing?
Because it's clean energy.
Yeah.
We'll get free electricity.
Yeah. And is it important beyond just school?
Yes.
Sinjin, why do you think it's important beyond just school?
From, like, with Eskom and if they put load shedding on.
Sure. So what happens if we have load shedding? What happens if we've got solar panels?
Then it won't affect us because we're using the energy from the sun to make electricity.
Very good. Mrs. Ostrowick?
What's important for me as a teacher is that if I have load shedding at school, my students who are operating online can no longer connect with us. And it means that they have less connection. We have a situation where I have to use my cell phone instead of using our hybrid classroom. And it's just easier for me if we ensure that we have constant power all the time.
Cool. So, Oliver, why do you think solar panel green energy is important specifically to the grade 5s? Why are we sitting having a chat with you and maybe not the grade 11s, for example?
Because we're going to be at the school for longer and we are the future generation.
Okay, so what does it mean being the future generation?
So we're going to live longer than like the grade 11s. Or
sure, you hope so.
12s.
Yes.
I'm sure.
So what does that mean if you're going to live longer? What has clean energy got to do with that?
So there's going to be less pollution and so allows us to live longer. But if there's lots of pollution in the air, we can't live
okay.
longer.
So why is pollution bad? What happens? Christian, you got any thoughts on that?
My thoughts are it kills the animals.
Okay.
And animals are food for us. So okay. if there's no animals, we starve and then we die.
So one of the things that Mrs. Ostrowick was talking to you about in class was global warming. Sinjin, do you have any thoughts on what global warming's doing and why it's so dangerous for us?
So it's getting really hot and yeah. we're getting really dehydrated.
Okay. Just us as human beings?
And no. animals.
And animals.
Animals and plants.
Oh, very good. So obviously, if it's getting hot and dry, then animals and plants can't thrive. We can't grow plants where there's a desert, and animals eat plants to survive, and we eat plants and animals to survive as well.
Yeah.
So how many kilowatts are we trying to generate at EdUing?
20.
20 kilowatts. And do you have any idea how many watts that is, Oliver?
That's 20,000.
Very good. So what is the drive that you guys are busy doing at the moment? What is your plan and your aim?
We're getting companies to help sponsor us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just companies?
And students and people.
Okay.
And the whole community.
Very good.
So you can sponsor us by buying watts.
Okay. So Sinjin, what are you actually buying? You're not actually buying electricity. What are people sponsoring?
Generating capacity.
And what generates the electricity with solar?
The sun.
The sun generates it using what? How do we collect that energy from the sun?
Solar panels.
Very good. And are we able to store that?
Yeah.
Yes, in batteries and we can use it also.
Very good. So the whole plan, and I'm just going to give the audience a little bit of background so that you understand how it all fits into the school strategic plan, is that the school is recognized with the guidance of ISASA that there are three things that are really impacting schools in the long term in South Africa, private schools, that we need to consider in our strategies. The first is electricity because of Eskom's inability to provide it in a stable fashion, as well as the cost of that electricity. The second thing is water, specifically in drought-ridden areas, and as we saw with Cape Town a couple of years ago, and in Gauteng more recently, not so much the water that we have, but rather the supply of the water and the infrastructure that is failing on a regular basis. So the school already has the capacity to store water on the premises and route that water to where it needs to be so that we're not affected, but we would like to have a borehole in place so that we have more than 2 or 3 days supply. And then the third thing is recycling, and that's quite intermittent and sporadic at the moment because of the city of Joburg's inability to provide that on a consistent basis in our area. So we actually use private companies to do that. So those are the three strategic areas that we're looking at in terms of going green and focusing on the solar panels right now because of opportunity as well as the costs of the electricity going up at the moment. So guys, do you have an idea? We're asking people to sponsor watts and kilowatts of power or generating capacity. What kind of tiers are we looking at in terms of people? How much? What chunks can they buy?
They can buy 100 watts, which is 3,000 rand.
Okay.
500 watts for 13,500 rand.
Okay.
And 1,000 watts for 25,000 rand.
Very good. So we calculated that 1 watt was 27 rand
mm-hmm.
with the inverters, the batteries, and the solar panels, and that we can actually extend that as we need to, and it's quite modular. You guys mentioned that this is a community effort. So we are generating 20 kilowatts. With that, we have estimated that we are able to reduce our dependency on the electrical grid by up to 75-80%. And this is going to be a community effort to raise the funds to be able to do that. The initial phase has already started, and there are a couple of donations that have already come in. Mrs. Osterwick and the Osterwick family have already bought the first 100 watts to get the ball rolling, and there are a couple of other sponsors that have already lined themselves up. How are we going to involve the community in this and make them aware of how important it is to the school and its strategic plan?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is we're actually encouraging our community to sign up and buy the watts, but we're also promoting their companies through a link on our website that we are creating specifically for this purpose. So there'll be constant advertising with our sponsors and basically promoting their companies and thanking them for their contribution towards helping us in this endeavor.
Sure. Is it realistic to expect a school as small as ours to be able to provide all the sponsorship for this?
No.
So, Sinjin, what do you think is going to mean if we have to go to outside our Eduin community?
It will definitely help if people say yes, they'll help us.
Okay. And who can our community talk to?
Businesses.
Sure.
And companies.
Okay.
Our parents are also a great community to tap into because they've got family members and friends that can help us in this endeavor.
Sure. So people's businesses get promoted. The advertising is important. They can certainly get a tax break because they can write it off as an expense. And we are quite happy to accommodate invoicing it. How are we going to get the other students involved?
There's on the website, there's this thing for top class.
Okay.
And then the grade that's got the most watts.
Okay.
Will have a pizza party and a lot of house points.
Okay.
And a movie.
And possibly a movie too.
Yeah.
And that's for the top class. How are you getting the Eduin community in terms of the student body involved in the process?
So there's going to be on our website, there's going to be a thermometer with prizes. So okay. When we reach 4,000 watts, we're going to get an awesome card called The Dog Ate My Homework.
Okay.
Then at 8,000 watts, we're going to get a card called Civvies Day.
Okay.
Where you can wear civvies instead of school uniform.
Okay.
At 12,000 watts, you can get a cell phone, where you can bring a cell phone into class.
Okay.
At 16,000 watts, you will get out of the tension card. And the big one at 20,000 will be a joker, which can do all of those, but just one.
So does everybody get this or one person?
Everybody
that in the school.
So, Mrs. Osterwick, I think it bears mentioning what these cards are and how it fits into our eduing system, if you wouldn't mind explaining that to us a little
bit. Sure, absolutely. So we have house points that are awarded to our students for good behavior, and sometimes it's removed for bad behavior. And our student of the week gets a card, and it varies each week. Sometimes it's civics day, sometimes it's get out of detention, sometimes it's just working from home for a day. And when we issue these cards, our students can cash it in at any time. That means that with all of our students getting these cards, they can start trading with each other. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun seeing how many coffee cards are going to be traded for a get out of detention card. But ultimately, what we want to do is we want to promote the use of these cards amongst our students, but also have a reward for them. It takes a lot of hard work for actually getting them involved in such a big project.
How did these cards come about? Did the teachers randomly decide on them? What, you know, they sound quite arbitrary, civics day, cell phone at school type of thing. Christian?
So you asked us what cards, what new card we would want.
Yes.
So we chose the dog ate my homework.
So that's clearly an important thing to you guys.
Yeah.
What is the time frame for this project?
The 29th
of October.
So we're going to spend October as our green month, raising as much of this sponsorship as we can. Is
yes.
that correct? Oliver, what's happening on the 29th of October?
So we're going to do a festival to, if we didn't reach the goal, it's going to raise a bit more wads and money.
Okay.
To help it, just in case we didn't reach the goal, and it will be fun for everyone.
And what's happening on that day, St. John? Are you aware?
So it's like a festival.
Okay.
So like us grade fives, we're doing
a raffle.
Yeah.
The grade sixes are doing an escape room. I forgot what the grade sevens and
they're doing crafts.
Crafts, okay.
And I don't remember which grade is doing eight. A reptile zoo and a eight. Water balloon fight.
Eight.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the grade nines.
Oh, I'm okay. Definitely getting involved grade in the water balloon fight.
Grade tens are doing
fight.
The
haunted house.
Yeah. I forgot what the grade elevens are
movie.
Doing.
Okay. Food. And eights are doing movie.
So how do people pay for this?
On the green webpage, there will be a button that says sponsor wattage, and parents can did it again. Sorry.
On the webpage there'll be a button so people can click it, and there'll be three options, which will be the options 100, 500, and 1,000 watts.
Right, is there any final words, Mrs. Ostrick, that you would like to share with the community?
Personally, when I look at our current situation in the world, and it's quite dire, particularly as millennials, we all complain about how the world sucks. But it's easy to complain. We need to do something about it. And yes, I can go grocery shopping with my own personal trolley and put everything in there so that I'm not buying plastic packets. I can ensure that I walk as much as I can instead of driving everywhere. But there's a lot more to it than just that. And it's going to take everyone getting involved to ensure that we actually make a change that is worthy of being called a change. So I think it's important that as a community, we work together in ensuring that this project is actually a success.
Thank you very much for that, St. John.
We're also going to have to be picking up rubbish and throwing them in the bin rather than putting them on the ground and stuff.
Is that part of the pollution drive that you feel passionately about?
Yes, sir.
Any final words, Christian? Any final thoughts?
I don't have any final thoughts.
Cool.
Thanks.
Oliver, anything else you want to say?
I love you, Mom. Peace.
Let's keep that.
Keep that in, please.
Mrs. Ostrick, grade 5 class, thank you very much for coming in today and sharing your thoughts on this very important project. EduInc is very excited to be getting behind you on this. And thank you very much for your efforts. I know it's going to take quite a lot of energy over the next month to rally the community and get everybody involved. I'm surely going to send all the questions in your direction. Thank you very much for sharing your vision with us. We really appreciate it. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us, sir.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.